شكرا سيدي الرئيس. انطلاقا من ايمان دولة الكويت.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Kuwait is convinced of the importance to get rid of the remnants of wars. We have acceded to all the protocols in May 2013, and this will contribute to the universalization of the convention and its protocols. On this occasion, I'd like to reaffirm the need to fully implement this convention in order to protect individuals and societies related to the threat posed by these weapons. Madam President, the consequences of wars and weapons that kill and cause serious injuries for many years after the hostilities have ceased. And this is why the state of Kuwait has been giving special attention to demining following the 1991 war. And we have managed to remove a large number of mines and explosive devices. And we started demining work right after the liberation of Kuwait. And we have carried out this work on land and along the shores. And there were several tapes, and at each of these steps, we have focused on specific objectives using specific mechanisms. And we faced many challenges in this work, but we were not discouraged. Now, we have, since 2015, adopted a law that is related to demining procedures related to mines and ERW, and we enjoyed the support of international organizations and civil society. And the authorities of the country took measures to collect weapons that are in the hands of the population without authorization. And we also ensured that if these weapons are returned within established deadlines, these persons will not be punished. Now, also, we have been taking specific steps for victims by adopting laws that prohibit discrimination on the basis or on grounds of disabilities. And the support is provided free of charge through hospitals and care centers. And we are focusing on re-education. We also provide victims with financial assistance, health services, housing, and also facilitate employment through the work of the Ministry of Social Affairs and Labor. In conclusion, Madam President, we can only reaffirm our commitment to all of the objectives of the convention that we fully support, and we invite countries that have yet to accede to the convention to join the international community to reaffirm the universality of this convention and support the efforts of the international community to combat these weapons and provide assistance to victims. This is the way that we'll be able to collectively strengthen international security through the promotion of approaches that are based on humanity.